Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature the top experts on all things tax to help you understand, navigate, and resolve all your tax-related issues. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, I'm Alan Rolnick, the host of the Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature guests and talk about issues from all walks of life, from taxes to health to economics, personal finance, sales and marketing, employment, and many more. Past guests on the show include Jeffrey Schneider, Eric Cohen, Adrian Miller, Sylvie Heyman, Alex Kuhn, Evan Rabin, Samuel Wiener, Robert Hernandez, Nancy Schick, Jerry Nylon, and Fernando Coats. I have Dr. Jeremy Weiss here, who has done thousands of interviews with successful leaders and CEOs, and we have flipped the script, and he will be interviewing me.
Alan, thanks for joining. You know, thanks for having me, actually. I want to, before we talk about this, which is going to be, you get a letter from the IRS, and palms start sweating. People get nervous. And there's five different types of letters that people get from the IRS, which you get these common questions about. So we're going to go into one of them today, because you get these questions a lot. Before we do, I'm going to just tell people they can check out Tri-State Tax Resolution.com. People call you when the IRS comes knocking, which I just mentioned. So the scenario is someone may have back taxes, someone, you know, get some threatening letter from the IRS to sell off their house and whatever other assets they have. So if you know someone is experiencing this, this is what you've been doing for over 39 years, Alan. So you can go to tristatetaxresolution.com and email them there. So the first letter, Alan, is the audit letter. Okay. So there's the audit letter, discrepancy letter. There's a letter saying you owe money. There's a letter threatens to seize your assets and letter to seize your assets. We're going to talk about the audit letter today. So watch future episodes for the other ones. But so what's the audit letter?
All right. The audit letter is the IRS decides that you, that they found something on your tax return that wasn't in line with their general statistics. So it could be a mathematical error. It could be you left off some income that, you know, sometimes you forget. It could be your deductions were overstated or out of line than the normal for your income. It could be anything else. And then there's the one that's the doozy of them all is the one where they decide that, okay, we're picking your tax return because we want to audit every single item on that tax return. Mm. And they're doing that, and they do that so they can get their statistics from, so they can audit other people that may have similar income and deductions.
So what should someone do? You get this letter?
Well, there's a couple ways you can handle this. You can do it yourself. You can call the IRS yourself, but you'll spend hours and hours on the telephone, and you may say something that you should not have said.
Exactly.
Okay, which puts you into further trouble. Or you can call someone like me, a tax resolution specialist, and I'll take it from there. I'll handle the entire audit for you, including the negotiations, you know, in terms of settling what we're willing to accept to close the case.
Is there anything else people should know when they receive and look at this audit letter? Do some people think it's a scam? Like it's not really from the IRS?
I don't know if they think if the actual letter is a scam. Mm. If you get something, if you get a phone call, certainly that's suspect, because they usually do. They will not call you, you know, for discrepancies on your tax return. They won't call you to tell you that your return is being audited.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I've heard of where the IRS actually calls the person is if they're being totally ignored. But even then, in recent years, I haven't heard anything like that.
So is there anything else that someone should do when they get this letter?
Yeah, well, yeah, I need to respond to it. Don't first of all, don't ignore it. All right, because that's bad. You're gonna only get yourself into further trouble. The second thing is, like I said, you can either handle it yourself, or you call someone like me to take care of it. The other thing you may or may not do, and it's been, it's debatable whether the IRS likes this. The IRS in typical fashion doesn't want you to go back to the person that prepared your tax return.
They don't.
And the reason is that the feeling from them is that the preparer might, and I emphasize the word might throw you under the bus for an error that the preparer actually made. So you're better off going to an independent party. And the two professionals can, if there was an error, and I'm not saying that there necessarily what is, if there is an error, then the two preparers could, the two professionals could work it out so that nobody gets hurt.
Yeah. Are there any other common questions you get when someone calls you up and they've gotten one of these letters?
What did I do wrong? Mm. And in fact, you may not have done anything wrong. It may be just the fact that your numbers were maybe a little out of line that particular year, and so they picked your return. Or as I said before, you won the lottery, and they're auditing the whole tax return.
The opposite of the lottery.
Right, the opposite of the lottery. It could be a very expensive, lottery for you.
Right.
But not to panic. That's the worst thing you can do. All right. And that's why you hire a professional, because, we generally, the professional knows what to say, when to keep his mouth shut, his or her mouth shut.
Yeah. So if you have questions, you can go to tristatetaxresolution.com. And if you have received one of these letters, or you know someone, send this episode to them so they can hear more about kind of how to handle the situation and what the common questions are.
And there's also a chapter in my book. It's chapter 2 in my book, Solve Your Tax Problem Now. And the chapter would be Who's Able to Help When a Taxpayer Needs Help? For additional information.
Check out the book, check out the podcast, more episodes. Thanks again, Alan.
Thanks for interviewing me. And I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Be sure to click subscribe to get updates on our latest episodes.